Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, whoa. Yo. Big Wolf, yo. Check me out, okay?
Big Wolf acting a fool, Big Wolf acting a fool, Big Wolf acting a fool, just Big Wolf acting a fool, y'all. Big Wolf acting a fool,
my little buddy. Yeah.
You can't get it like me, dog.
Yo, you can't get it like me, dog. Big Wolf Act the Fool, little Bucky, man. Thanks everybody tuning in live. BigWolfRadio.com and all our folks that search us out in the podcast app.
Please excuse this fool.
We appreciate that. And all of our folks that searched us on the, did I say podcast app? On the iPhone? Yeah. All y'all people that done that, we appreciate you, man. Please don't forget to search us out on all of our social media. Big Wolf Radio on everything. We got a great show lined up for you. As we always do at this time, it's Tuesday. It's Big Wolf acting a fool with Lil Bucky. I got my man. Look, Bucky, you all right? Bucky. Are you okay, though? I mean, there's a lot of things going on in your background. And you know we professionals, right? You
no,
know,
we, I mean, now if you heard me rolling an L, y'all got some serious ears, yo.
That's what it was. You was rolling a spliffy spliff, and we heard all that going on in the background. So chill out, man, because we got a great show. Like I told them, we got a great show lined up for them, man. We got me, of course. We got Bucky, of course. We got the Can You Dig It segment coming up. We got the Brutally Honest segment coming up. In the Can You Dig It segment, we got like a quote from Cardi B, I guess. I guess it's like a quote from Cardi B, Bucky. And then we got the Brutally Honest segment coming up. And some of our folks, Bucky, might understand the POC, the P period, O period, C period. Some people may know what that is. Some people may not. But we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But before we do that, we got music coming up from my man, Iconic. He's been on the show previously. And he's got great music, man. But when we come back, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about Can You Dig It? Shit that you may not have known. Bucky, you got something for the Can You Dig It segment?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right. So we're going to do Can You Dig It when we come back. But first, it's music by my man, Iconic. The song is called Done Did That. Keep it locked right here. Big Woo acting a fool with Lil Bucky. We right back. Big Woo Radio. Don't you go nowhere.
Iconic.
Reload with the stick, trying to lift off. Stupid motherfucker, same reason why I'm pissed off. Hands cold, my wrist raw, got the shit on lock. No keys, play games like I'm jigsaw. Glad the bitch come, she say I changed. I was just trying to fuck, now they say all day. Hold up, wait, relationships cost a lot. Ain't got time for the shit, so I dropped the watch. Look, pull up in the VIP, smoke up in the sky. Fuck a nigga bitch, hella bent. You could never try, about to whip a bat, send it back. Who the hell this fly? Y'all niggas been flexing, goddamn y'all lie. What it cost, rich nigga, I don't check that shit. Fuck with me, then I might just fuck your bitch. Cut her off cause she bad, but she love this dick. You ain't never gotta ask, I done did this shit. Have you ever blew cash knowing goddamn well you high? Ever fuck this bitch cause you so goddamn fly? Did you make your bitch come while she on passenger side?
Bought a brand new crib cause you stacked your money high. Have you ever blew cash knowing goddamn well you high? Ever fuck this bitch cause you so goddamn fly? Did you make your bitch come while she on passenger side? Bought a brand new crib cause you stacked your money high. New things been poppin'. You want it, I got it. Whole news, can't watch it. Neck froze, it's sodic. Iced up, on chill. I fuck and pop pills. Bitch niggas, bitch shady. The fuck is your deal? Put that thing up in the sky. Don't know how to act.
Still you're listening to Big Woo Radio.
No like fiction, mind's a fact. I make syrup in my cup. I make syrup.
Are you looking for something new to read? Something to keep that pulsation in your click and that arousal in your dick every time you read a line? Well, go check out Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal by Nayan Renee. Mm-hmm. It's sure to have you turned on from every word. Go check it out. You can buy it now at Nayana Renee. .com. That's NIANARENEE.com.
Listen to Big Woo Radio.
Y'all hear what I say?
I want y'all to listen to Big Woo
Radio.
Please listen to.
Let me clear my throat. I'm the legendary.
This is
DJ
Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina, and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina, and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo
Big
Radio.
Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, 704-489-3316. That's how you get in if you want to get in. Phone lines open at 825 right after the Bruliana segment and right before the Ask Bucky segment. And if you want to ask Bucky a question, let us know, man. Shoot us a message on our Facebook Messenger. You can shoot us a Facebook or a message on Spreaker.com at BigWooRadio.com or JT at BigWooRadio.com. Lil Buggy, I got to introduce my man, my partner, my fam, my cuz was up, Lil Buggy! Hey! What's happening, Buggy? Oh, boy, would you take your phone off mute? What is you doing right now? Oh, my God.
I'm preparing. I'm ready. I'm here, Woo. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. One thing you ain't is ready.
Hey, no. Oh, no. I have to apologize tonight because I'm on, instead of doing a three-peat, I'm doing a one-peat.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is
that? In other words, I'm only drinking tonight. I put the L down. You said I was making too much noise. I put the L down. So I usually have my L, my liquor, and my beer.
Right. Okay.
But tonight,
I can dig it.
I'm just straight liquor.
Okay. So, I can dig it. Well, Bucky, you know, we got the Can You Dig It segment. For right now, we gonna people see if people can dig it. What is the things that you may not have known? Do you got something, Bucky, for the may have not known segment? All right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Hold tight for a second.
Can you
dig it.
Show enough. All right, for the Can You Dig It segment, we got, I got a question, or I got some information. Can You Dig It means, you may have not known this, but you can dig it whichever way it go. Can you dig it? According to Cardi B, a hoe never gets cold. A hoe never gets cold. Can you dig it? Bucket, did you know that? Did you know a hoe never gets cold? According to Cardi B, what's your thoughts?
Well, this is the same person that tried to say wet ass pussy was spelt WOP. WOP.
Now,
if you, and I'm going to leave it just like that. This is the same motherfucker that said WOP was wet ass pussy. So that'll, hey, can you dig it?
WAP. Bitch, up. That's not WAP. That's WAP is WAP. Everybody that can read know that shit. Okay? It's yeah. WAP. It ain't WAP. We used to do the WAP. We used to do the WAP. All right, but do you have anything? Because that's all I got right there is Let me start the shit over because I like this intro. Hold on.
Me too.
Can you dig it?
Show enough. All right. So can you dig it? I love that shit.
Yeah.
Can you dig it? Yo. All right, Lil Bucky, can we dig it? Can we dig it?
Yeah, y'all can dig it. I'm back again this week, y'all, with another cool brother. His name was Frederick, another cool brother. From last week, I talked about a cool brother. This week, I'm talking about another cool brother.
All right.
This cool brother's name is Frederick McKinney Jones. Born in 1893 or 1898, because you know back then we didn't have hospitals, they didn't have corona shots and all that shit, so they couldn't keep track of you. So they kind of mixed up on his days of his birth, but this brother here was the first black 20th century inventor. He patented over 60 inventions, 40 was for the Frigidaire. Also, back then, it was called the refrigeration cooling system. And on top of that, this brother also, every time we ride on the highways and we see those big semi-trucks and they got the cold chicken, you know what I'm saying, the cold produce on it.
Sure, yeah.
This was Frederick McKinney Jones, a black man born in America, 20th century first inventor. He was the inventor of that. Also, I found out, and people go deep into this brother.
Let's get deep.
The first one to build a snowmobile.
Shut up.
Yo, woo, this cat built a snowmobile, right? Because he was up in, Missouri. I think he was in, or he might have passed away in Missouri. I'm sorry, y'all, but I want everybody to go check this brother out. He was the first one to build a snowmobile.
One more time. What's his name?
Frederick McKinney Jones.
McKinley
Jones.
Just go check him out.
Yep.
Bucket, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. We're coming back, man. We're going to do the Brutally Honest segment. And we got some more serious shit that we need to talk about, Bucky, on the other side of this. You listening to Acting a Fool with Big Boo and Lil Bucky. This is my man, Alvin Garrett, 2/5. On the other side of this, we got the Brulianna segment. And then we're going to open the phone line. So keep it locked right here, Big Boo Radio. Come on.
Separated from my family. All these chains are like umbilical cords around me. I'm dressed like a piano. Got all my fingers playing sad notes to the drum beat of the railroad. Wondering why I'm the star of this show.
Freedom.
Oh, I ain't supposed to be like this. I don't wanna be free like this. Nah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But why they gotta do me like this? I'm on the books, it's only 3/5.
You got me working for my 2/5.
Tell me why.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How could I fight you if I'm toothless? I don't know how you could do this.
You got me working for my 2/5.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How about you say it from your pulpits? Tell everybody what the truth is.
I'm a human. You tried to offend me. Tell me why you got to amend me. How long my smile gotta last?
How many laws gotta pass
for you to decide to friend me? You think I'm scary? It doesn't matter what I carry. Cause if I move a little fast, I might get a little blast, and you won't even try to repel me.
Oh, freedom.
Oh, I ain't supposed to be like this. I don't wanna be free like this. No, 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 not like this. You got me screaming freedom. Should be a house with a picket fence.
For my 2/5.
Tell me why.
Why don't you see I'm fully human?
Oh,
how could I fight you if I'm toothless?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do this.
I don't know, but you got me.
Got me working for my 2/5.
Tell me why.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How about you say it from your pulpit? Tell everybody what the truth is.
And I'm a human. Yeah. I shouldn't have to prove this to you, but I'm
working for my 2/5.
And I'll never forget what I've been through.
Ooh, I'm working for my 2/5.
I don't care how you see me, till I believe in and who the sun says free is free. And
you got me working for my 2/5. Why don't you see I'm fully human?
Why don't you see I'm fully human?
How could I fight you if I'm 2/5?
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Why don't you see I'm fully human? How about you say it from your point?
Listen to
Big Woo
Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program. In a few minutes, you better get your calls in at 704-489-3316, but not until like 8:25. It's like 5 minutes from now, you better bring your calls in and we'll talk to you and you can ask Bucky things that's on his mind because, you know, Halle Berry, rumor is she's eating some kitty cat. I don't know if you know, but rumor has it that Halle Berry might be eating some kitty cat. And I ain't talking about kitty cat for real. I'm talking about pussy. She eating some pussy. I'm just putting it out there. But Bucky, you don't know that yet. Just hold tight. 704-489-3316. About 5 more minutes, you'll be able to get in. But we're going to get into the brutally honest segment, Bucky. We're going to be brutally honest for a minute. And I got something for you for the brutally honest segment. We're going to be serious. Serious. For a minute. Just for a minute. All right?
Thank you.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Brutally honest on Big Woo Radio.
All right, this is where we get brutally honest on Big Woo Radio with my man Lil Buggy before we get into the Ask Bucky segment because we got a serious question about Halle Berry and that for Lil Buggy. But right now, this is brutally honest. We're going to be brutally honest. I got this brutally honest thing that I've been wanting to ask since last week. Why in the world are black people, Bucky, why are black people calling black people POC? Like POC, like POC, you know. People of color, we're lumped in with everybody. Is that cool? Is that all right, bud?
No. POC? Now, right, I'm going to tell you right now that I just want to tell Black America, be ready for a name change when you go fill out an application. See? You lived a long time. I know I don't live long enough. I don't see 2 or 3 names on an application.
Right on.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so 2 or 3 names. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think POC. Now, for a lot of people who don't know, and it was a test run. Woo. I hate to say it, but it was a test run. POC, and I'm gonna keep people lingering on this POC, right? Because one, I think it was a bunch of Trump supporters are the ones that started this POC stuff.
Right.
And
right,
a lot
right.
of y'all might know what I'm saying, man. No, it is a test that when we fill out an application, come 2025, this is Lil Bucky's prediction. So be here when we talking on 2025.
Okay.
And all y'all can call in and tell me, Bucky, all right. Okay, so here's POC, people of color.
Right.
Now, I hate to say it, nothing against my Hindu brothers and my Indian, you know, dog-eating, cat-eating motherfuckers overseas.
Shut up.
And you fuckers living on, I'm sorry, but hey, look, y'all ain't included. Just because you got a tan down the street don't make you a person of color. Just because you tattooed your motherfucking body does not make you a person of color.
No.
See, they're trying to wipe us out.
Hell no.
They're trying to wipe out.
They trying to wipe us out. So be careful.
No,
so
you can't do it.
Someone come up to you, what's up? Yo, Woo, can you imagine me running for you? What's up, POC? He going to say, L, and if you say, I'm doing just fine, POC.
I'm great.
We fighting, bro. I'm great. It's a test. But you Trump supporters, y'all think y'all fucking slick. And I'm talking about the black Trump supporters. They the one running around saying this POC shit. People of color, pop.
Right,
I ain't no damn pop. And just to let America know, I never was black. Like Wu said a couple episodes ago, he called himself, what you call yourself, Wu?
I don't remember.
I call myself. I do. Cocoa butter. Cocoa butter. But fuck that. Hey, Wu. Well, I'm caramel. Oh, fuck caramel. That. Call me latte. Take that black shit off because I ain't black. I don't look like my shoes. I don't look like my hat. And that's what I used to wear.
Oh,
well, shit. So I just want to let y'all know. I am latte. Y'all want to get fancy with shit? Y'all change the names of colors and shit.
Yeah.
The blue. Now y'all calling blue mauve. And
blue.
All this weird shit.
Hey, we up against the break, Bucky. We up against the break. We come in. We got callers on the line. We open the phone lines. This is my man, Alvin Garrett. I am Freak right here on Big Woo Acting the Fool with Lil Bucky. We come back. We got questions for you, Bucky. And the Bruliana segment continues.
Y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Big Woo Radio, Radio, Big Woo. Radio, Radio, Big Woo. Radio, Radio, Woo.
We don't care if the people don't like
to his channel, Big Woo, Big Woo.
If you don't like him, you're a loser.
I agree completely, granddaughters. Thank you so much. If you don't listen to us, you're a loser. It's just that simple. And, you know, and I'm talking about Bucky. Hey, man, we thank everybody. Hold on, Bucky. Let me thank everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com. Everybody download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store and all of our folks search us on the podcast app on the iPhone. We appreciate that. We love it when you follow us on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. Go ahead, Bucky. What was you about to say?
That song was awesome. Woo. I ain't gonna lie, when it first came on, I thought it was the same. Little Bucky, hey, little Bucky. I thought I was saying Little Bucky, hey.
Oh, hell no.
I ain't lying. I put the bottle down and wouldn't grab just the beer because I thought that was too much. I could have swore I heard that.
Look, quick story, Bucky. I had those are my grandkids, right? Those are my grandkids, and I have the microphone set up, and they, you know, I put the music in the headphones, and they just love when the music playing, and they just start saying stuff. You know what I mean? And so I encouraged them to say Big Woo, Big Woo, Big Woo. So they started chanting that. And then after that, they went on their own, and I just happened to be recording that, and I was like, I'm gonna use that for my shit on my damn radio shit.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The song, Alvin's song.
Oh, Alvin Garrett,
yeah.
Oh, goddamn. I thought you were talking about my grandkids there. Anyway, Bucky, we got the Brutally Honest segment that we just had. The POC, people of color. Why are we calling each other people of color? We black people. Let me bring in Cuzzo, Sissy, Cuzzo, Todd in the building. What's popping, y'all?
Hey, family.
What up?
Hey, what it is? Hey, what it is? Cuzzo. I gotta get deep with that.
Cuzzo. Oh, let me turn that off. You get deep with it. Deep with it. All right, so we in the Brutally Honest segment, of course, and then we got the we go right into the Ask Bucky segment. Sissy, I know you got a question for the Ask Bucky segment, but I want to get your thoughts as well as Todd. Your opinions on the Brutally Honest segment that we just had that talked about black people, you know, whether we know each other or related to each other or not, calling each other POC, people of color. What the fuck? What is that about?
I didn't know that black people actually was calling each other people of color. I've heard other ethnicities say that, but I've never had a black person in my presence say people of color. Because to me, that means like they're kind of singling us out. Like, what do you mean? There's all kind of people. First of all, white people ain't white.
Right. Well, true that. But we know. Well, I mean, ultimately, we know what they're talking about. They're talking about Hispanics and blacks and, you know, everybody else other than white people. But Todd, I talked to a lady that came into the shop and she was trying to pitch her, you know, nonprofit organization, but she just kept mentioning people of color. And she was referring to like me and other black people. I just wanted to get your thoughts,
what color
Todd.
Was she, though?
Well, she was black. She's a black lady. That's why the topic is black people calling other black people POC. So Todd, your thoughts. Let me get Todd in here real quick. Todd, come on, man. What's your thoughts on this? Black people calling other black people people's POC.
What's good, Cuzzo. Thanks for having me, man. Lil Bucky, Big Boo,
pleasure to be on. Listen, man, I don't watch the news, so I actually tune in to Big Woo Radio and listen to Lil Bucky to stay up on all my topics, because I don't listen to the news. I don't watch the news. But to hear what you're talking about is a little bit of disbelief. I mean, black people were born and raised in America. I know we're from, you know, the motherland, and every man and every person is from Africa and blah, 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 blah. Man, I grew up in the hood. I'm from New York City, born and raised. And, you know, hey, it's black people, it's white people, it's Hispanic people. Everybody trying to drop in the Aztec statements of, you know, this time of the year. What's black people do in Christmas time? What is that? They don't celebrate Christmas.
Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. It's Kwanzaa.
Then they turn the Washington Redskins into the Washington Football League, and you know everybody's so sensitive, man. And no, I don't necessarily agree with it, because this is people's take on trying to spin people to feel more fucking comfortable about themselves and the world. Racism is here. Black people ain't fucking started.
Right.
White people started it. So black people can't be racist. Therefore, people are trying to change things to make people feel good about themselves. And that is kind of a waste of time.
Sure.
Americans, white Americans, Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans. And I never even believed in African American, you know.
Okay. That's kind of what we're talking about. It's like people of color. Well, how we all of a sudden become people of color, other than African American and shit like that.
That's a great question. If people want to, and sooner or later, just like Kwanzaa, these phrases, these catchphrases, eventually will fade out and just go, everybody's just going to go back to normal, right? Because we were born in this country. People were born in the United States of America. That's what you are. You're an American.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, Bucky. What was your great say?
Thank you.
And to just to tap on to that, you know, part when you were saying,
put the blunt down. Put the blunt down. Motherfucker, focus on the radio show that we doing right now. What the fuck is going on, Bucky?
Because he was saying,
ladies and gentlemen, why
we became African American, that was to combat, because where, you know, being up north, I saw a lot of kiss me because I'm Irish-American. Love me because I'm Italian. So if other races, I feel, can show their pride, I saw, for me now, this is my opinion, I saw nothing else taking pride. Yes, I'm an American, and those people too are American.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, to say the only difference, because we all came over here by boats. One came by on a cruise or a voyage, and the other one came by bondage. That's one of the big difference. Okay. And that cannot be denied, that cannot be said. But outside of all that, I think there's nothing wrong in us if other parts of America can claim their heritage.
Right.
There shouldn't be nothing wrong with us claiming ours.
Absolutely. Now, how we do it,
maybe it'd be something different or something wrong that, so I see an even playing ground.
Well,
you know what I'm trying to say? I see it as an even playing ground. That I have to celebrate slavery? No.
No.
Because is longer, but, you know, because they can go back, they're doing the river dance, they're doing all that twerking shit that we see now.
Twerk.
Go back.
You throw twerking in there?
Watch it.
Yeah,
everything we doing came back from them. Everything.
So basically you're saying Africans was twerking first.
Hey, you go back and watch that stuff.
I'm not going to dispute
you
that.
Go back and watch some of the.
But I want to get Sissy's. I want to get Sissy's thought.
I want to get.
No, you good. I just want to get Sissy's thoughts on that because I haven't heard anything from her, and we got a few minutes. Real quick, Sissy, Thalia, Holmes, Wine 49. I think her Sixers won today or yesterday or whatever day it was. That I don't. This, you know, this is kind of weekend that you forget. The kind of Sunday that just passed that you forget when you both your teams lose. You're a Cowboy fan. You're a Panther fan. Both of them motherfuckers fucked up and lost, and it's just the kind of weekend that you forget about. But you want to bring in Wine 49 because she is a wonderful and professional wine guy that will guide you through any questions that you have about your favorite wines, your favorite dries, your favorite wets, or however they describe these wines nowadays.
All wines are wet.
You're absolutely correct on that. I got to give you that. All wines are wet.
Any football teams will drive you to drink. Goddammit.
Yeah, they absolutely will. They absolutely will. That's why I'm drinking right now because my Cowboy. We look like a Super Bowl contender, and then all of a sudden we look like the Jets. What the fuck is going on?
I'm glad you said the Jets.
And not the Giants.
Jets got a good win. And again, I want to remind everybody that on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, we got Off Topic Sports with me, my man James JT Thompson, Pastor Fight, Big Les. We all doing what we do, talking sports on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. But right now, we talking about Todd. You the Giants. You know, y'all did your thing, I guess. You know, and Sissy, you got the 49ers and. I'm a Cowboy. I'm a Cowboy fan, and we look like we're going to win the Super Bowl. But to be honest, just for a second, we're just going to sidetrack for a second before we get into what we got going on. Well, ask Bucky. We do got questions for Bucky, so we need to get to that. It's 8:42. We need to get to that. All right. We got a question for Bucky. And we running behind. I was going to play a song, but we good. Sissy, go with your question for Bucky because we got an emailed question in for Bucky as well. So I'll get into that after your question for Bucky, Sissy.
Okay. Here's my thing since we've been talking about the NFL. Everybody knows on this call that Colin Kaepernick was singled out for kneeling for justice, right?
Mm-hmm. However, absolutely.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Say it again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, however, though, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers and the whole COVID thing. Mm. Did he lie? Did he not lie? Should the NFL look at that as someone could have definitely got caught COVID and died from it? Wow. Is that more of an issue than what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for?
Oh,
why
shit.
Is the NFL not talking about that? Let's put it out there.
This is a serious question for Bucky. Go ahead, Bucky. I don't want to interrupt, but go ahead, Bucky. Question. Go ahead, Bucky.
And here's a serious one from Bucky. Why are we still surprised at the same shit they've been doing to it? We've came out of our mouth and talked about just to even mention Colin Kaepernick's name right now, to have it associated with any athlete, I think if it's in a negative climate, in this situation, what he did. So, first of all, I thought he was making fun of people having epileptic seizures, you know.
What sound like you have, motherfucker? Sound like you having one right now. It sound like you having epileptic shit that we both can't pronounce.
I'm trying to give an audio visual. That's my first thought, and I thought I was like, He did that, but once again,
sure.
You cannot be surprised at the things that they've done. I mean, think about it. They just got through, you know, choking out brothers. You know what I'm saying? Through the years, just regular brothers.
Right.
So what happened to Colin Kaepernick? We can't. I mean, it's wrong. I'm not saying it's not wrong, but
no.
To sit here and to have the, oh my gosh, can you believe that?
Right. But Bucky, I want to get, because I want to get Todd's input before we because we up against this. We, you know, we got a few minutes. I definitely want Todd's thoughts on it, and anybody else that want to chime in before we close out. 704-489-3316 704-489-3316 Cuzzo, what's your thoughts on this, man? A whole cap. You heard the question. You heard the.
Hey, it's a fantastic question.
Absolutely,
Bucky, Cousin Sissy. That's a deep subject. I mean, you know, when you stand up for your rights and you protest, you take a stand, whether right or wrong, you took a stand, and you made headlines.
Sure.
White man takes a stand, and all of a sudden, people are kind of not talking about it. And people are dying over this situation. Like, people are dead on both subjects.
Sure.
On both subjects. You know, you protest, people are dying. And in this situation, people are buying. But yeah, black and white, again, going down the same paradox. And all of a sudden, it's a little bit more favored because he made a choice.
Yeah.
So, and for the record, again, Todd the Face Man, on for the record, I do not watch the news. I may watch sports. I don't watch the news. So the news and the media is going to talk about it even more. But great question. I think we probably should roll this over into next weekend.
Oh, we will.
Sure, it's going to be even highly more talked about this weekend. You know, after all those losses.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, all them upsets and shit. Face Man, yeah, we got to come back. We got to talk about that, man. But we're going to go into a real quick song, man. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about mind your business, because everybody here has businesses that we want to talk about, that we want to uplift, and that we want to make better, because we're black. We're black businesses. We're not just black in February. We're black all our lives. This is my girl.
This is
my girl, Angie Stone, Black Brother, right here. Big Woo acting a fool with Lil Bucket. Big Woo Radio. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back to talk more about black businesses and how you should appreciate them.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. He's misunderstood. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. But for your information, a lot of my brothers got
education. Now check it. You got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. A talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. My black brother.
I'm here for you. 704-489-3316. We've come to the end of the show, man. We almost there. We got about 10 minutes. We got... I'm toe up, to be honest with you. I prepared for the show. I was ready to get drunk. And I was like, this is going to be a dope show. You know, Bucky, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I ain't going to lie. Yo ain't got to be around for me to get toe up now. I can tell you that now. I love y'all, Big Boo family. I love y'all. But LB don't need y'all for him to get right. I just wanted to just put this out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I love y'all, but I just want to put that out there.
No doubt. Right? No so doubt. No
I
doubt.
Do, I do feel, but tonight is a special night.
Okay.
This is my New Year's, Christmas,
what?
Thanksgiving,
what?
Everything all rolled up into one. Every Thursday
come
night
on.
For me is my night tonight. It's rolled up, Woo, because look, we okay. went okay. family. We went yeah. the Big Woo family.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's why I look at it. Some yeah. nights, you know, I understand everyone can't make it, but when they do make it, we have yeah. fun. Ain't nobody on, well, where you been? Ain't no time for that shit. We going to do our thing, Big Woo and Lil Bucky, right. and family, the Big Boo family.
Family.
We're going to enjoy ourselves every Tuesday night. We all going to have our drinks. We all going to have our things.
That's gonna how it's going to go down. That's how it's going to go down.
There it is. There
every
it is.
Night. So, every
know,
night.
The Big Boo. And tomorrow, I want everybody to know, pass it on. When you at work, you passing by someone and you feeling good, you let them know, hey, you ever heard of Big Boo? Look it up, dog. I guarantee you, it'll change your life. At
it'll
least 1 hour out the week, it will change your life, America.
Absolutely.
And if not, fuck you.
You don't belong here. You don't fucking belong here.
This is VIP. This is VIP. And I'm spelling it right. And this goes out to old Cardi. Wow. I'm still mad about that.
Wow. Oh, God. Get over it, yo.
So next week, listen to the big. Listen to
Bucky.
Big Blue and Lil Bucky next week, and I tell
Bucky.
You my WAP episode on Brutally Honest. Listen next week, I'm going to tell you my WAP episode.
Next week, the WAP episode with Lil Bucky, because he's got issues with Cardi B and the WAP and Megan Thee Stallion with that all that ass talking about the WAP, and they spelled it wrong. That's all he's trying to say. You spelled the shit wrong. Get the shit right. Okay.
Making it hard for a sugar daddy. Now, everybody else is sugar daddy. You're making it hard for a sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to show me ID. And we all right. You show me some ID. We all right. That's all I got to tell you.
Well, Bucky, I'm going to tell you, you're doing too much right now. You all over the top. You way over the top.
I blame it on the alcohol. I told you I had to put the bottle up. But guess what? I found it back in my hand.
That's my nigga. Anyway.
Hey, I'm calling out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep, I ain't coming to work. What's wrong? I was around someone who had it.
All right. This is the point of This is the part of the show where we like to give shout outs and what's ups to all the folks or whatever. And we like to mind everybody's business. Cause old Todd, let's mind somebody's business. Let's shout out somebody's business. Somebody that you had dealings with. Somebody that, you know, it might be your own business. Shout them out. Cause old Todd.
Oh man. In travels, you know, there's so many businesses with black people that startups, man. I want to give a huge shout out for in travels, my people in Colorado, people in Atlanta. I just want to big shout out, man, for black people doing their own business.
Yeah.
Create that entity. And expand. Go someplace you ain't never been before, and expand your coverage. So I'm shouting out small businesses and handshaking people and baby kissing for black people to start their own businesses. Man, it's just
absolutely.
There's a passion behind that when you be creative, and you know, in my travels, I just want to applaud those people that do that, man, because,
sure.
You know, we got to stick together, man. These topics that Big Woo and Lil Bucky have, it's an endless conversation, man, because sure. Black people, more than ever, with the Colin Kaepernicks, with the WAP, with the PCOs, we have got to stick together and keep that unity going, man. Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sissy, well, I like to call you Sissy, but professionally, she's Thalia Holmes, and she's going to be your wine guide for sure, if you need to know anything about wine. Sissy, tell them what you got going on, baby.
Well, in my professional life, I work in information technology in corporate America. But in my passionate business, I am a wine guy who teaches somology on how to pair wine with food, how to change your palate, how to like wines that you normally don't like, but you learn to like. So if you're interested in learning or want to host a tasting, I can be your guide. Wine 49, www.travelingvineyard.com/guidewine49, 973-223-4353. But I would like to also shout out a black small business, which is Trade and Travel. That's my son's business. He teaches you how to trade in the market, Bitcoin, stock market, whatever trading you're interested in. But get up on today's trading, because Bitcoin seems to be the way to go. And he's got my portfolio looking amazing. Just so you know.
And that's what you need, your portfolio looking amazing. Trading Travel, shout out to my cousin Isaiah. That's how we doing it, man. Appreciate y'all coming through. Go ahead, Bucky. What you got, Bucky? What you got?
Oh, I just want to tap on what, you know, the other two, you know, entrepreneurs was talking. And, yeah, mind your own business. Is I say for the week, mind your business is make sure your business is dealings with small black businesses. You know what I'm saying? Give them a plug.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, I understand we all got the hookup, the homeboy by the shed or whatever that can fix, you know, whatever. But sometimes if you're willing to pay that little extra to have, you know, whoever come through, why not look through finding that same amount you're willing to pay there and throw it to somebody of mind your own business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
someone
absolutely.
Who looks like you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Regenerate that income. So I tap upon that. Yep.
There we go. And we still got 2 minutes, but I want to shout out my man Reggie Rock, Rock Bottom, gospel hip hop artist at Waterbean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street. Charlotte, North Carolina, Uptown, North Carolina. Reggie Rock will be in the building doing his thing, and you know how he roll. Rock Bottom Apparel. That's how it's all going down, man. Appreciate everybody listening live at BigWoolRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Wool Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out in their podcast app on your iPhone. We appreciate that. We'll be back next week. My man, Lil Bucky.
It's over already?
It's over already. Already, man.
No, wait. We're done. We got one more caller.
Oh, do we?
We got one more caller.
Who we got? Who we got? Go ahead. Who we got?
Call in. Hey, hello?
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 There we go. Told you we had one more
caller.
Who
that?
How you doing, brother?
Who the fuck is that? Who that?
It's cousin TJ.
TJ!
There we go.
TJ! In the building! He gonna make us go into overtime. We going to overtime. TJ, what's happening, player? What's going on? I'm about to start this Adina Howard over because she nasty. She nasty.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nah, it's all good, brother. Just trying to chime in at the last moment. It was coming from a meeting, headed to the next one. You guys know how it go.
Get that money, man. Get that money, man. Oh. Go ahead.
Use those aloe vera wipes. They are good in between meetings. You get what I'm saying? Aloe vera. What?
Not the aloe veras. Not the aloe vera.
That's all those players that are out there. Lil Bucky, we going overtime. I'm going overtime. I'm ready to talk shit. So y'all better tune in next week. I might not be this drunk, but I'll talk shit next week. So y'all tune in. I got some shit from Mariah Carey. No, not Mariah. What was her name? Holly Berry.
What?
Ooh, we got to save some for her next week. Holly Berry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got the Holly Berry. It's Holly Berry eating cat. And when I say cat, I mean pussy. It ain't no question about it. Tune in next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Big Wool acting the fool with Lil Bucky.
You're listening to Big Wool Radio.